It's great to see you today. This is the last of our series on God's kindness. And over this month, we've been looking at how God sharing our humanity, getting involved in our lives, and how God gave forgiveness, releasing us from sin, guilt, and shame, and then giving us all of heaven. And you can catch up with all that whole series on this on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook page. But don't forget to, if you liked it, subscribe and like, and you can also look at our children and youth materials as well.
Yeah, so before we get into the message, we just want to say hi to you, Go Church Manchester. You know, I think, is this our sixth one?
That's right.
This is our sixth one online, and I don't know about you, but I'm missing seeing all your faces, not just on a screen. You know, we can see you on a screen, but we are really missing seeing you, being able to talk face to face. And we just want you to know that we have got your back, that we are praying for you, that That's we're right. standing with you. You know, you don't need to feel alone. You can talk to your grow group leader. You can email us if you want to email, and somebody will phone you, somebody will contact you, just at manchester@gochurch.cc, or give us a call, phone us. We are here for you, and we love you guys. Maybe you are joining us today from another church because your church isn't able, doesn't have the facilities to do something online. And we want to say it's great to have you here, but don't forget to keep supporting your own church, especially with finances at the time. At this
stay
time,
faithful.
Because stay faithful
to your church.
Maybe you're watching this and you feel really a long way from God. Maybe you feel far away and you're not actually sure if anyone is listening to you. And we just want to say to you, just hold on, hold on. If you will open your heart, if you will open your heart up to God today, then he will answer you. You don't have to open your heart up to us. All we're asking is just open your heart up to God and let him speak to you, because he will never let you down.
That's right.
So today we're looking at how God paid.
What a price he paid.
I know, he paid an amazing price, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't remember, but last week I gave Claire a gift. And as you know, Claire, or you now know, Claire loves gifts. The significance of any gift is the value of the gift. It's an expression of my love to Claire. It's not always a financial value. It could actually be that it's got an emotional value, or to satisfy a particular desire or even a need. It doesn't always have to be financial for Claire. White chocolate almost hits the mark as much as any diamond ring.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Well, I've tried.
Well, I remember when you gave me my eternity ring, and it was really exciting. Actually, it didn't come in a gift because you surprised me at shop, didn't you?
That's right.
And you know, I have two rings that Alan gave me that relate to our marriage, apart from the wedding ring. We have an engagement ring and an eternity ring, and they have different value and they mean different things. Both of them are precious to me, even though they have different financial values. And in fact, the one that I value the most is my engagement ring, which was certainly not the same price as my eternity ring. And before we got married, while we were dating, Alan worked as an assistant to a pastor up here in Manchester. He had no money, he had no salary. In fact, his salary was room and board, and you actually stayed with the pastor, didn't you, in his house. And you were getting incredible pastoral experience.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
No money,
that's for sure. And many of you will know what that's like. You know, you're young, you're going in love, you got no money, just this crazy idea that you want to spend the whole of your lives together. Well, that was us 30 something years ago. You know, we were wanting to get married. We needed a miracle. And you know, when I asked Claire's dad about marrying you, That was just so funny. His answer was, sure, you can get engaged when you got money for the ring. I'm not really sure whether that was a test or a way out for him, but hey, things worked out just fine, I think.
In fact, you know, we were really young, weren't we? And, you know, we didn't have any real idea of money. I am not a window shopper. I go shopping because I need to buy something, not because I want to go and look in the shops. In some ways, I'm probably every husband's dream, aren't I?
Hey, you do good.
But so what we did is we went, well, how much does a ring cost? And we decided, well, it costs about this much money. And so we decided that we would take £20 and we would sew £20, believing that God would give back to us.
Mm.
Well, on the same day, we received £20 back that evening. Actually, it was in the evening,
yep.
Wasn't it?
Someone walked up to us, gave us a gift.
We were like, wow, that's great. But hold on a minute, that's not quite how it works, is it? Because surely a ring costs more than £20. And so we just were like, well, okay, we've sown a seed, let's see what happens. And amazingly, the following week, somebody walks up to Alan and gives him a check for £100. Do you remember checks, things that we write on? Anyway, gave him a check for £100. And they said, this is for the ring.
Well, it was really weird.
It was weird, yeah.
No one knew that we were even thinking about it. We'd only been going out a couple of months.
Yeah. But then what happened was the following week, somebody came up to me and gave me a check for £100 and said, this is for the ring. So we had £220. So we thought, right, let's go shopping. So we went, the first shop that we went to, looked in the window, saw a ring I liked, walked in, tried it on, really liked it, asked how much it cost, and it cost
£220. It was the exact amount of money we were being given. It was reduced. That day, we were so excited.
Yeah, we were so excited. You know, and for us, it was a sign. It was a sign of his approval for our marriage. It was like a seal. He placed a seal and he said, yes, I have called you together. And, you know, the whole thing during our whole marriage, you know, we're not perfect. We have highs, we have lows. We've had difficult times. We've had some very difficult times. But we've also had some
good times.
Amazing times. But do you know, the one thing that we've never done, we've never questioned whether God wanted us to be together. And in fact, I think because I have this, I wear it all the time, I know I've got this seal, there's something special that says that you are to be together.
That's right. You know, and I really want to talk about that because neither of us, we want to emphasize that neither of us are perfect. We don't have a perfect marriage. I have an amazing marriage, but neither is a perfect.
No, we're not perfect.
But we've known God's approval this whole time. It's something very deep and very powerful, knowing God's approval. And that's really wants to bring us back to our key scripture for this series from Titus chapter 3. So if you want to get your Bibles out or your phones and iPads, whatever you're reading on, and just that Bible app, just pick up Titus chapter 3. So let's have a read of this together, shall we? Okay. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we've done, but because of his mercy. You see, I really want to continue that passage because it goes on in verses 5 and verse 7. And it says that he didn't save us because of the righteous things, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That having been justified by him, his grace, mm-hmm. we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. You know, that's literally us being understanding God's approval. We didn't earn his approval by anything we did, but instead our faith in Jesus and his performance brings us into that relationship as children of God, fully approved, our acceptance completely, fully paid for.
Yeah. So just as that engagement ring spoke of the relationship that Alan and I had entered into, the blood of Jesus is an even stronger bond, isn't it? Much stronger. You know, and God, just like we didn't question whether we should be married, God wants us to never question whether he wants us to be part of his family.
Yes.
He always wants us to be part of his family. And there's a great scripture, Galatians 4:4-7. If you want to turn to your Bibles, it says, but when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. God the Father paid a price to put a seal of approval on our lives. He put value on our lives, and he called us sons.
Yeah, that word redeem, I mean, it means to buy back or to pay a ransom, like someone's kidnapped your child. And you see that God considered that we were worth buying back. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I'm just, you know, it says that passage that Claire just read, verse 7, just let's read that again. It says, you're no longer a slave, but you're God's child. And since you're his child, God has also made you an heir. I mean, I think that's so good. We ought to repeat it. You know, let's just read that again. You know, that last bit. Since you are a child, we are sons and we're heirs. God has approved us. He has made us sons.
Yes.
And heirs.
Heirs.
Sons and heirs.
Yes.
God has approved us. He just goes so much further.
He does.
See, that's the amazing thing. God paid a price for us that showed us how good his thoughts were.
Yeah.
His kindness was immense. He goes on further, though. He puts a mark on us, the gift of the Holy Spirit, literally guaranteeing our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is a mark that shows, not just approved, but there's a guarantee. He wants us to know that we're valuable, that his plans are to give us hope and a future. In fact, in Ephesians 1, verse 13, it says that, when we believed, we were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so, you know, notice that it's not when you did something good or a righteous act, but it's when we believed. It was when we believed. And, you know, that's what God's asking us to do. He's just asking us to believe. And it sets us in a completely different place. Lots of us are baking at home at the moment and learning new skills. And, you know, the thing about baking is it smells delicious, doesn't it? And as soon as it comes out of the oven, you've got a house full of people and everybody dives into the kitchen and wants to eat something. And before you know it, that amazing creation, whether it's scones or whether it's a cake, whatever it is, it's gone. It's gone so quickly, especially in our house, if it's Joseph's scones.
Yeah, so good. So gone, so scum.
Oh dear, bad joke.
Definitely a bad joke. Anyway.
But consider, think about an artist. Now, I've got an amazing picture here just behind me that my dad painted. And this is a unique picture. You won't find this anywhere else. He's not copied it from a photograph or copied it from somebody else's picture. This is a creation. This is a masterpiece that he has put together. I asked him to paint lilies and he painted this. And actually it's an allegory, and I'm not going to go into what that's about now, but you can ask me later when you're on coffee and chat with me. But I just want to tell you, when an artist paints a picture, he takes his time. He plans it. He plans every little bit and he puts lots of details in it. And he does it to be put on the wall for his pleasure or her pleasure, or to be displayed publicly. He doesn't paint an amazing picture and then throw it in the bin or get rid of it straight away. It's there to be seen. It's an amazing masterpiece, you know? And that's what God thinks about us, doesn't
he? That's right.
He thinks that we are an amazing masterpiece. And, you know, sometimes with masterpieces, they get old, especially the ones that were painted years and years and years ago. And they're taken and they're restored. Mm. And that's one of the things that God does with us, because he created us. He is our creator. And he takes us, and sometimes there needs to be a restoration that goes on in us to bring us back to what he originally created us for.
Yeah, thank you. That's such a good way of putting it. God says, in fact, actually in the scriptures, that we're his masterpiece. In Ephesians chapter 2, you know, we've been in Ephesians a lot. Last week we read loads from Ephesians 2, but we didn't read verse 10. I want us just to turn to verse 10 in Ephesians chapter 2. And it says in verse 10, it says, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Mm-hmm. And, you know, that picture that Claire just showed us, on there, the artist has signed his work of art.
Yeah.
It's got the mark of Claire's dad's name. You know, everything, every picture he's done has got his mark on. Most artists do that. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's how you can tell most of the time whether it is a genuine article or not.
That's right.
That mark. And you see, God wants to put his mark on us that says that we are his, that we are the genuine article. Mm-hmm. We're not a fake. Mm-hmm. We are full value.
That's,
you know,
right.
When you buy a painting, you don't want it just to be there for a moment and then gone. Mm-hmm. You want to keep it. But you want to know that you paid the right amount of money for it. You want to see that painting is going to last. Mm-hmm. And that also comes down to a choice for us. Mm-hmm. God does not impose his mark on us, but wants us to acknowledge him mm-hmm. as the creator, so that he can then put that seal on us. He wants to know, he wants us to know without question that we are the genuine article, that we are his. And Ephesians 10 says that there's a future in that. Ephesians 10. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that there's a future, that things that God has for us to then do.
Mm-hmm.
That he hasn't just created us just to look pretty, but then there's a work. You see, God wants us to know that there's a plan, there's a future, mm-hmm. and he wants us to thrive, not just survive, especially in this time. You know, we're isolated, we're social distancing, there's so much separation.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, God wants us to know we're not alone, mm-hmm. that he has paid a price. And that price, it gives us value.
Mm-hmm.
That price shows us approval. And, you know, just like that engagement ring all those years ago, it spoke of a future together, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Well, 30 years later, 30-something
years later,
we're still together.
Yeah.
And God wants us to know that he is never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. He paid a price for us to know that we would be with him,
mm-hmm.
and he would be with us, that would be a bright future. In fact, Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says he knows the plans he has for us.
Yeah.
Plans to give us a hope and a future.
Mm-hmm.
Plans to not harm us, but that we would be certain. It's just such an amazing promise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when God gives us that approval, he marks us and gives us value. He gives us that future. That's the price. God paid a price for us to know approval, to know
value,
and to know that future.
Yeah, to give us that future.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask you now, as you've been listening to what we've been talking about this morning, I don't know how you feel. You know, some of you will be going, wow, that's amazing, yes, and taking hold of what has been said. But maybe some of you actually go, well, actually, I don't feel that I'm worth anything. You know, my life has not been what I thought it would be, and I don't feel valued, you know. But I want you to know that God paid the price, Jesus paid the price on the cross for you, because you are valuable. And it doesn't matter what anybody else has said to you, what anybody else has spoken over your life. Your Creator, the one who created you, who knit you together in your mother's womb, as one of the Psalms says, he thinks that you are valuable. In fact, he doesn't just think that you're valuable. He says you are valuable. You are worth so much to him. You know, maybe you think you aren't good enough. I'm not good enough. I've sinned. I've done bad things. You know, even last night I was doing things that I shouldn't be doing. Maybe, you know, you go, I am not good enough. And you think back through your life and the things that you have done. You know, I think that's what I love about that Titus passage that we have been talking about over the last 4 weeks. There's nothing righteous that you could have done to have earned his kindness and his love. It's all down to his amazing, incredible mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're sitting there and you can't see a future. You know, this is, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm in a sci-fi movie at the moment. And it's like, what is going to happen next? And, you know, but God has an amazing future for you. This is a temporary time. This is not a permanent time. And God wants to take you from the place that you are at now. He wants you to have that transformed life, to be seated in heavenly places, the whole of heaven available to you. God has an amazing plan for your life. You are his handiwork. You are his masterpiece. And a masterpiece is created to do something, to glorify God. And, you know, Ephesians 1:13 says, when you believe, the scripture that we were looking at just a little bit earlier on, it says, when you believe. And I just want to ask you now, maybe you've never prayed and asked God to be part of your life. You know, maybe you've never thought he could be part of my life. But I want you to know today, you are worth an incredible amount. You are valuable to God.
Yes.
He has an amazing plan for you. And I'm going to pray a prayer now. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to pray again and ask you to join in with me. I'm going to say, I believe that you created me. I believe that I'm valuable to you. I believe that you paid the price for me. I believe that you have a future for me. I believe in Jesus. And if you want to pray that prayer with me, I'm just going to pray it again. And Alan's just going to repeat the words, and you repeat it where you are, in your sitting room or bedroom or wherever it is that you are watching now. So you might want to just close your eyes now. Closing your eyes, it just helps you to focus, but you don't have to. You can just repeat the words after me. So, today, I am taking a step of faith and I say I believe.
Today, I am taking a step of faith and I believe.
I believe that you created me.
I believe that you created me.
I believe that I am valuable to you.
I believe that I am valuable to you.
I believe that you paid the price for me.
I believe that you paid the price for me.
I believe that you have a future for me.
I believe that you have a future for me.
I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
And I say that he is my Lord and Savior today.
And I believe that I say that he is my Lord and Savior today.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you prayed that prayer today, we would love to hear from you. First of all, tell somebody. You know, if you've got a friend, why don't you tell somebody? Maybe you need to pick up the phone and tell someone, but make sure you tell someone you prayed a special prayer today. And you can contact us at Manchester, at gochurch.cc, and let us know that you prayed that prayer for the first time today, and somebody will be in contact with you.
Yes. And there's another part to it that we want to just pray for, because many people think they have no value. And you see, the word Satan or Beelzebub is also talks about him in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Beelzebub means the Lord or the King or the God of the dung heap. Oh. Or another word for him is the Lord of the flies or the worthless ones. Mm. And you see, that's how the devil, the whispers, that whether it's direct, most of us don't have an encounter with the devil. But what actually happens is people say things to us. Mm-hmm. And people make us feel like we're nothing. Mm-hmm. And put us down or insult us. And we feel worthless. Mm-hmm. And God this morning just wants to actually touch you. And just let you know, he paid an amazing price for you. Mm-hmm. He paid an amazing price for me. Mm-hmm. That we all would know that we are worth something. And I just want to pray for everybody that you're feeling worthless. You're maybe feeling like you have no value. And I just want to break that lie in your life. So let's just close our eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you paid the price. You sent your Son to die for us. Jesus, I thank you that you paid the price. You didn't just wait for your dad to do whatever he wanted, but you went and you paid the price for us. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that amazing price that you paid was complete. It gave us value. It showed us approval. It mm-hmm. gave us a future that we could never have obtained on our own ways. And we thank you, Jesus, right now for that truth. Mm-hmm. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person listening that you would just have a revelation of the love of God. Mm-hmm. That you would know the height, the breadth, the depth of God's love, his kindness being expressed in that practical way. That you would know that God values you. Jesus paid a price to give you value. And I speak that over your life. I break the lie of the enemy, the devil, that says you're worthless, you're no good, you don't count, no one's interested in you. Because God says, I have a future for you, a future in eternity, and a future here and now on the earth. The COVID virus and all the things that are going around, the job situations, all the worries, God says, you're valuable to me. Mm-hmm. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. Mm-hmm. And God's saying, you matter. Mm-hmm. Just hear that in your hearts this morning. Now, mm-hmm. in a moment, we're going to go back into worship and, just either stand and worship along with us, or just let the words just resonate in your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus wants you to know he paid a price, and the price, he said, was worth paying. God loves you.